ما شاء الله الحمد لله شيخنا began with reciting Surah number 55, which is Surah Al-Rahman. Thereafter he says, Kullul Qulubi, all hearts towards love, they are inclined. And of course here when we're talking of the love, we're talking of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this is such a person whose love, or rather the inclination towards the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes tears begin to flow from the eyes of those who love him, from the ashiq, from those who love him, it makes tears flow from their eyes. Then there is of course a salawat, which is durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the words are very beautiful because it is salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam. May the salutations of Allah and may the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. So long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and so long as time will ever remain. That is for time immemorial and for time to eternity, let the salawat and salam be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was he? Who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was of course our pathway towards Jannah. He was our tariqun, he was our pathway towards Jannah. And he was also the embodiment of knowledge, and he was the embodiment of Iman. And if you don't believe that, then salut tariq, then go back to your history and ask your history, and the history will tell us much about him as to who he was. Thereafter is a beautiful dua which is supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these beautiful words, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turns in help and who assists all those who turn towards him and who revert towards him and who is in fact the sanctuary of all those who hold fear or who hold the hope, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, as well as he is the one who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has mercy upon those who their eyes flow with tears, and their eyes flow with tears out of utter devotion and concentration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those tears flow out of devotion and concentration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning to Allah, or rather, dhalihin is not really devotion, but rather it is supplicating in earnestly, in actually crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those tears flow, then this is Allah whose mercy becomes ecstatic. So we are asking this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are we asking him? We are asking him that Ajib Ubaidah, that protect this or save this soul, this small servant of yours, this small slave of yours. You know, we probably heard the word Abdun, and Abdun is slave. This is Ubay, the diminutive form of Abdun. In other words, a small, lowly person, this lowly slave who is in fact engulfed in all types of darkness due to what he has, due to that past, that, oh Allah, please save the soul from eternal destruction and save him through ikhlas, as well as, oh Allah, I am extremely embarrassed, and there is haya and there is khajil, I am actually overcome with embarrassment and shame over what I have done and over my deeds and over my a'mal. However, when I look at you, then I look for sanctuary and I look for safety. I look for safety through your qudra. So, O Allah, save me through your qudra. And O Allah, save me from this embarrassment.